Chapter 4. The Problem of Sir Henry Baskerville.
Mortimer's words made me tremble. Holmes was very interested now.
You saw this, but you didn't tell anyone?
He asked.
No, I didn't want the newspapers to write articles about legends and superstitions.
It is a case of extraordinary interest,
cried Holmes.
Why did you not call me earlier?
There was the problem of the supernatural element. After the tragedy, I heard of several unnatural events,
replied the doctor.
People sometimes see a creature on the moor that corresponds to the Baskerville hound. It is huge, luminous, and spectral. The local people are terrified. I didn't know what to believe.
Why are you here now?
Asked Holmes.
Do you want me to investigate this strange affair?
No, sir. I only want your advice. What can I do with Sir Henry Baskerville, the young heir? He's arriving at Waterloo Station from Canada this morning.
Is he the only possible heir?
Asked Holmes.
Well, there was Roger Baskerville, Charles's other brother, Henry's uncle. Roger was the black sheep of the family, a character similar to Sir Hugo, his unfortunate ancestor. But he died in Central America some years ago, I believe. Now I must meet Henry. The prosperity of the moor depends on his presence at Baskerville Hall, but can I take him to his family home, where every Baskerville meets a terrible end?
Don't say anything to him about the problem until I decide on a plan,
said Holmes.
Give me 24 hours. At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, come here again and bring Sir Henry with you.
Mortimer went away, and my friend asked me to leave too. Solitude is necessary for Holmes in the hours of intense concentration when a case completely occupies his mind. I didn't return until evening. The pleasant smell of coffee and tobacco filled the house.
Ah, Watson! Today I was in Devonshire, on the moor near Baskerville Hall,
smiled Holmes. In Devonshire? I said.
I mean I was there in spirit, Watson. I was reading a large-scale map of that wild and desolate place, and I know it very well now. I also know that Sir Charles died running away from something, mad with fear, and that he was waiting for somebody at the gate in the avenue that night.
The next morning, Mortimer and the Baskerville heir arrived punctually. Sir Henry was a small, strong man of about 30, with dark eyes. He was wearing a tweed suit and looked like a man who spends a lot of time in the open air, but he had the manners of a gentleman.
Good morning, Mr. Holmes,
said Sir Henry.
I am pleased to meet you. I know you have a reputation for solving problems. Well, this morning I received this letter.
He put an envelope on the table. It was addressed to Sir Henry Baskerville, Northumberland Hotel. The postmark showed the previous day's date and the Charing Cross post office. Holmes took out the letter. There was only one sentence, formed by words cut from a newspaper. If you value your life, keep off the moor. Only the word moor was written by hand.
There is nothing supernatural here,
smiled Holmes. Sir Henry looked surprised.
Don't worry,
my friend continued.
You will know what we know before you leave this room. But first, I'd like to consider this document. It was probably produced using yesterday's Times.
He opened his own copy of the newspaper and soon smiled with satisfaction.
Here you are,
he said, pointing to an article.
All the words in the sentence from your letter, except moor, which is an uncommon word. The Times print is easy to recognise.
We were all amazed at Holmes's powers of deduction, and he continued.
The letter was probably composed by a cultured man who reads the Times. I am also certain that it was written in a hotel, from the poor quality of the ink and pen. Sir Henry, is this the only strange event to happen to you since you arrived in London?
Well,
Sir Henry laughed.
I lost one of my new boots. I put them outside the door in my hotel last night, and this morning there was only one. Gentlemen, that's all I know. Now, you tell me what is happening here.
Certainly,
said Holmes, and asked Mortimer to present all the strange facts again. Sir Henry listened with great attention and frequent surprise.
I knew the story about the hound,
he said when Mortimer finished.
But I never took it seriously before. And now this warning letter.
Thank you for this case, Dr. Mortimer,
interrupted Holmes.
It is particularly interesting. But now we must decide if Sir Henry can go to Baskerville Hall. It seems that danger waits for him there.